Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parshas Bahar. That's Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Yates. The Chumash says, "Minas Naaretz Pirya," and the land is going to give its fruit. V'achalta Mosayva, and you're going to eat to the point of satisfaction. V'shavtum V'tachale, and you're going to live securely upon it. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. This is obviously discussing Shemitah because that's what we're in the middle of talking about. And Rashi Pasuk Yates says, "Minas Naaretz V'gaim V'shavtum V'tachaleha Shloit Tedagu." You're not going to have to worry, Mishnas Patzayrus, that it's going to be a year of drought. You're going to have crops. Don't worry. V'achalta Mosayva. You're going to eat to the point of satisfaction. Even inside you, in your innards, in your stomach, there's going to be blessing in it. Even though you're not going to have so much food, when you eat it, you're going to be fully satisfied. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Chaf. And perhaps you're going to say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? We're not going to be planting or gathering our crops. Hashem says, I'm going to command my bracha upon you on the sixth year. And in the sixth year, it's going to produce enough crops for 3 years. Uzratim Sashana Shminis, and then you're gonna plant in the eighth year, Vachaltim Natvua Yashan, you're gonna still be eating from the old crop, Ad Hashana Chis, until the ninth year, Ad Baituasa, until its crop comes, meaning until the new crop grows, Taichlu Yashan, you're still gonna be eating the old crop. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf. Vilain Esaif, we're not gonna gather in Elabias into the house, Estuosenu, our crop, Kagan, for example, Yayin, wine, Upair So Elon, and fruits of the tree, Usfichim, and all the aftergrowths of the field, Habayim Alayim, which grow on their own. Next Pasuk and Rashi says, Lashlesh Hashanim for 3 years, Luxasa Shishis, part of the sixth year, mi Nisan Rosh Hashanah, from Nisan, which is when the harvest is, all the way until Rosh Hashanah, v'lashvis in the seventh year, v'lashminis in the eighth year, sheyizu b'shminis, because they're going to plant in the eighth year, b'mar cheshvan and cheshvan, v'yixur b'nisan, but they're only going to harvest it in Nisan, so that's a full 3 years. Ad Hashanah Chis, says the next pasuk in Rashi, until the ninth year, ad chag sukkos, until sukkos, shal chis, so the ninth year, shu eis bayit v'asa shal shminis, l'sei chabayis, because that's when you actually bring the crop of the eighth year into your house. Shukol yamai sakayitz, all the summer, hayi basad, that's out in the field, bagranis, on the threshing floors, uba tishrei, and in tishrei, hu eis ha'asav labayis, that's the time of gathering it into your house. And ba'amim, sometimes, shay shetzricha lasuz la'arba shanim, that we actually need 4 years. Bashishes, shalafne ha'shmita ha'shviyas, the sixth year before the seventh shmita, shein batalim me'avaydis karka, they're not going to be doing work then. 2 years in a row, Hashvias veHayovel, the seventh Shmita and Yovel. Because the Nemar, and this pasuk is saying B'shar Shmitas Kulan, it's talking about all Shmitas, not just the regular Shmita, even Shmita and Yovel. There's going to be enough food for the years that Hashem says that we're not allowed to work. But back to Chumash pasuk Chav Gimel, the pasuk cautions us V'ha'aretz loisi machlitz misas, the land shall not be sold forever. Ki li ha'aretz, because the land is mine, says Hashem. Ki gerim v'sayshavim atem imadi, because you are gerim and tashavim with me. U'b'chal eretz achuzaschem, and all the land of your achuza. You shall provide, you shall give full redemption for the land. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. What does it mean? It should be loisi macher litz misos, lifsika, a complete cutting off. Lemechira pesuka ilamis, you are not allowed to sell your land without ever being able to get it back. Ki liha arts, because the land is mine, says Hashem. Al teren echabo, don't have a bad eye, don't have an ayin hara when you have to give this land back. She'ena shalcha, because it's not yours anyway, it's mine. And b'chol eretz achuzaschem, the next pasuk says, l'rabis batim ve'eved ivri, this is including houses and a Jewish servant. V'davar zem farish b'kedushin, this is explaining kedushin, in the first parak, with Ipshuta, according to the simple understanding, this has to do with the pasuk after it. Someone that sells his achuza, this is his piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. He's allowed to redeem it after 2 years. Either him or his relative, and the buyer is not able to prevent him from redeeming his field. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.